WKHM, Jackson's News Talk, 970 AM, 101.5 FM.
Steve Boyle, Brian Haynes here live at Jackson College, where the Jackson College women are getting set to take on Ancilla College, the female Charger squad coming out here. I got my pregame prep ready to go. Jackson coming out here, and they've really been playing well. And you look at their record at 15-4. That they lost three games in a row. They had a little bit of a downstretch, and since then they've come back and won four straight. They're playing very well. Their conference record 7-3, and they're at what, a half game behind the two top teams in their division in the MCCAA. So they're right there in striking distance to be playing for a championship at some point this year. And this is going to be a good matchup for them, one where I think they'll be a favorite, but you got 11-8 Ancilla coming in here, 5-5 in the league. So you don't take anything for granted, but you like it. You like Jackson at home on their home court, and looks like they've got most of their players out there ready to roll, healthy and strong. And Dylan Merrillad is the one to keep your eye on. She's been big. Jackson coming off a win at Lansing Community College, 59-50, which that 59-point total was their lowest I could find in the season. So they didn't score a ton, but you still win by 9, and, you know, they do it with defense as well as offense.
Yeah, it's good that you can play play left-handed and right-handed, right? You can play some up-tempo and you play half-court style. So Jackson players impressed us, I know, last week when we got to see them.
Dylan Merrillat leading the way with 15 points and 6 assists in that win over LCC, and running mate Hutchinson there, 13 points and 5 assists in that game. And Merrillat's last four games in that winning streak, 21 points, 11 points, 15, and 15, and she leads the team in scoring at, I have her at just a little bit over. No, I thought I had it all organized here. 11.9 a game. No, excuse me. 13.7. It's 11.9 for Marissa Shaw, who's also going to be out there running with the team. And it's nice to know that they get scoring from so many different places. And I think when we saw them in that first time, it's easy to see why. They share the basketball really well. They look to get open looks. They've got beyond Merrillat. You just see Madison Montgomery take a shot there. And she's got a nice shooting touch, especially from around that free throw line area. And our player of the game from the game we did last time was Alexis Thompson, who comes off the bench at 6 foot, a freshman out of Detroit. Big player and rebounder for them.
Yeah, you know, we got to see him once. We're going to get to see him a few more times, and that's going to be great. But from that one time we saw him, sure looked like a team filled with unselfish play, where it didn't seem to matter where the points were coming from. They were just coming from Jackson College, and it's a winning recipe.
Yeah, as a team, they get about 18.6 assists per game. And, you know, that might be meaningless to you if you don't follow a lot of stats at this level. But when you compare that to the Jackson men, they were just a little over 11 a game, I think. So you can see where they share the basketball really well. And I think we're in for a fun one tonight here in the second half of our doubleheader, the Jackson College women and the Ancilla College team. And I mentioned Ancilla, 11-8. 5-5 in the league. They're coming off three straight wins here coming into this game, including a win in their last game at Kalamazoo Valley Community College, 78-69. So we see that 78 number, and we see they can put up some points. And they do it with a couple of high-volume scores. And Talia B., who's a starting guard, 5'9", sophomore out of Valparaiso, Indiana. And she scored 33 points, had 6 boards in that win. And then you go, all right, well, the one 33-point scorer. Then they had 28 out of Jayla Meister. So they are, they can score.
Now, Steve, you might think I'm crazy, but I mean this. Last 10 years, I've been to a lot of AAU basketball games in my life. And every time you go play Indiana team, it just seems like they have kids that can shoot the basketball. And I know that's like a Hoosiers thing,
right,
that they're shooters. But I'm telling you, I think there's something to it. The Indiana kids can flat out shoot the rock, and we're probably going to see that here tonight.
And looking forward to it, honestly, here on the pregame. Let's take a three-minute break. We'll come back and look at the starting lineups and get everything set for game number two of our doubleheader, the Jackson College women and Ancilla College, here on WKHM and online at WKHM.com.
WKHM, Jackson's News Talk, 970 AM, 101.5 FM.
Steve Boyle, Brian Haynes on the pregame here, ready for the Jackson College women taking on Ancilla College, the Jets and the Chargers. And we're just moments away from tip-off here. Well, we'll probably get a starting lineup introduction and a little more of the pep band here, which is nice. Love the atmosphere here in the Victor Cuis Fieldhouse as the officials come by and fist bump everyone. I always feel like they do it just because we're sitting here, but that they don't mean to. Like, if they knew we were just doing this radio broadcast, they'd ignore us entirely.
They like most of our friends, we're probably not as important as they made us feel.
Yeah. We got starting lineups here. So let's go over the starting lineup here for the Jackson College women.
Well, for the Jackson College women, we have Bree Burton is starting tonight. And Daylen Marilat. We have Taylor Hutchinson, Marissa Shaw, and Madison Montgomery.
Yeah, Burton, 5'5 sophomore out of Saginaw, Michigan. Daylen Marilat, who comes here from Morenci. Taylor Hutchinson, product of Onstead, Michigan. Marissa Shaw, 5'7 sophomore from Pittsburgh. And Madison Montgomery from Leslie High School.
The Blackhawk program.
Yeah. They're having a nice year this year, actually, sitting in first place.
Yeah.
Meanwhile, for the Ancilla College Chargers, we go with Talia B., who's a 5'9 sophomore. I mentioned coming off a 30-point game in their last contest from Valparaiso, Indiana. Any good players ever come out of there?
The Drew family.
Yeah, indeed, you nailed the ones I thought you would. Sierra Spearman, 5'7 forward out of Indianapolis. Emily Richard, 5'9 sophomore from Sharpsville. Tri-Central School. Jayla Meister, a 5'10 sophomore from Bourbon. And Kaylee Gayhart, 5'10 center from Lyons, Indiana. White River Valley High School.
White River Valley. The Tigers.
I thought they were Wildcats.
That's the Bourbon Wildcats.
Oh, my mistake.
Yep. I see where you make a mistake. Those two rivals, though, they battle every year.
4:10 quarters on this one. And we've got the Jackson bench to our left, the Ancilla bench to our right. Healthy audience here at Jackson College on campus. And we're hoping to get this game in and everybody get on the road so we're all home before the snow starts to accumulate overnight tonight.
I think the snow is kind of scaring away a few people tonight.
Yeah. The worst of it, I'm thinking, is going to be toward morning when we're all tucked in and warm in bed. Except for the third shift workers.
Yeah. They're going to have to deal with that. And you. You go in so early.
I'll be in the snow. I'll be dealing with it.
And that won't stop you.
No. Can't stop, won't stop. To quote Miley Cyrus, who are the two people still listening to the broadcast. We appreciate you for tuning in tonight for Jackson College basketball here, the Jets and Ancilla College. As we get the starting lineups introduced on the floor. 10 minutes on the clock into the first quarter as Jackson, coached by Heather Brown in her fifth year, assisted by Chris Johnston. Athletic director Rick Smith. Athletic trainer Caitlin Canterbury here tonight. Ancilla coached by Gary Chrislieb.
Trainer, I mean, in a college season, there's a lot of nagging injuries and stuff, and it's up to the trainer to keep you healthy, keep you out there. Here, Caitlin does wonderful things.
They've got the training table here in the gym. Stays pretty busy during the games. Stretching players out, getting them taped up if they need to. Ancilla College coached by Gary Chrislieb in his first year, assisted by Kevin McCullough and Victor I. Chrislieb. All first-year team here. Manager Rebecca Guest. Jets get their lineup introduced on the floor. PA announcer here in the building is Colin Axon. Colin, I think he's going to apply for the job. The Detroit Tigers.
Yeah,
lost their.
Colin's bringing the energy here tonight.
Makes the trip down here from, I believe he's located up in Okemos, somewhere around that area, making the trip tonight to come down here. Says he really does enjoy doing these Jackson games as a PA announcer. Helps out with a little pronunciation when he can.
They really do a good job trying to make the experience fun. Like, say, they bring in the Dan Bickle Band, has a pep squad, great PA announcer.
Oh, yeah, the atmosphere here is fun.
Friendly folks. Good time.
We're ready to tap this one up in the circle. Montgomery from Jackson, and that is Meester from Ancilla, and the Chargers grab the tip. Sierra Spearman at the top now, right side for B. B goes to work, dribbling the basketball. No space. She's picked up by Marilette. Now she'll get into the lane, splits the defense into the air, and they made it tough. She got that one to go off the glass. Good help defense there by Shaw, but good concentration and nice finish by B, and still up 2-0. Montgomery takes it with the left wing, dribbles inside the arc, fires the jumper, missed it, rebounded by B, and she'll trigger the break. And Burton tries to knock it away from behind unsuccessfully. Spearman, crossover, looking down low for Ancilla, move to the right, and a jump shot is left short, rebounded by Jackson. Missed shot there by Kaylee Gayhart. Burton gets to the top to Marilette to start up the offensive set for Jackson. Marilette guarded by Emily Richard.
Marilette looking heavily bruised right now. See big bruise on her arm, over her eye. Took a beating last game.
Burton fires a three-pointer, missed again. So Jackson coming out shooting poorly early on. 8:45 to go in the first quarter, and it's 2-0 Ancilla. Spearman bringing it up for the Chargers. Sets up near the top of the key. She's got a wrap on her left leg. The arduous college basketball season. And there's an open look for B for three, and she just grabbed a little bit of backboard. Rebounded by Jackson, trailing by two. Montgomery on the run out. And she'll step back and pull up a jumper and hit nothing but the bottom. Feeling her jumper so far. Nice lefty stroke, and she hits nothing but the net. 2-2, we're tied.
All of our fans know how we love the lefty jumper. Always looking smooth.
Spearman right wing, cross court there to B, and she's going to drive from there. Gets bumped, passes it away, and fed it into the paint. Rebound attempt, and we had a lot of contact in there. No whistle.
I think Montgomery got away with one there.
Physical start to this one. Right side now for Taylor Hutchinson, and she gets it into Montgomery and shoots again. Montgomery, three shots in the early going. She's 1-for-3. We're tied at 2, rebounded by Ancilla, and B has it knocked away. And right there to recover it is Gayhart. Gets to Spearman, who's going to drive. She gets deep and doubled, and we'll get a traveling violation. A little bit of contact, but they'll call the traveling violation first. Sierra Spearman turns it over. We're tied at 2, 7:34 to go first quarter.
Kind of has a feel of two teams just feeling each other out right now.
Marissa Shaw coming up the floor, dribbles over to the right wing. Now left side for Montgomery, all alone. She'll fire for three, missed it. Montgomery really gunning here early on. Not that any of them were bad looks, she's just not hitting. Tied at two, and a drive from Richard out to B. Working now against Hutchinson. She'll drive on the run. Puts the shot up. She'll draw a foul, and I think they're going to call it on the floor.
Foul on the floor. Jackson, number 14.
Taylor Hutchinson charged with the foul. And you can really see how Talia B can get to 30 points. She's really looking for a shot here on the offensive end. Richard, nice move back to the basket. Missed the shot and rebounded by Jackson. Hutchinson out ahead of everyone. Chases down the outlet pass. Gets it out to Shaw, who swings it to Burton. Looking down to Montgomery on the low block. Tapped away from behind by Gayhart. And it was maybe a little body contact, but the whistle has the officials keeping that whistle in their mouth.
Right now, just kind of a tough start for both teams. Nobody seems to be in a good flow at the moment.
Inbound from the sideline for Hutchinson gets in the corner for Burton, goes across to Marillette. Marillette against the defense, and she gets one to go.
Very nice, patient move there by Dalen.
We mentioned Marillette's got a bit of a shiner, kind of a goose egg over her left eye. Didn't shy away from the contact there, and now a steal for Jackson. Shaw running the break. No number, so she'll slow it down. Goes left side for Hutchinson. Down to Montgomery. Low, and on the pump fake, looks like she lifted up a little bit, and so she get called for the travel.
Substitution at Silva, number 11.
First subs of the day. Gabby Thomas coming in for Ancilla, and our last game's player of the game, Alexis Thompson for Jackson College.
Yeah, Montgomery goes to the bench, working hard out there for the first three and a half of this one, and we'll get Thompson up off the bench, and she gives them a little extra height out there, a little length, and a nice rebounder, too. She's going to actually match up against B. Now she leaves B to get to a streaking Spearman, and Spearman gets to the board and finishes, and we're tied at four.
Great little give and go there by Ancilla. Pretty basketball.
Shaw at the top of the key, right side for Marillette. Marillette surveying the floor. Burton comes around in the cut. Nice shot, missed. And B will rip that rebound away. Talia B puts it on the deck up the floor. Hutchinson's going to pick her up at half court. Near the top of the key, and she's looking for Spearman. Was coming to set a screen. Instead, she passes to her. Now Spearman will reset here from the top. Looking for Richard at the high post. She's not there. Left side for B. Open for a moment, takes a dribble, pulls up, missed the shot, rebounded by Hutchinson, and she'll put it on the deck and dribble up the floor. Now finds Shaw running up the left sideline. Down to Marillette on the baseline. Marillette dribbles out of there, and we'll get a blocking foul. That's going to go against Ancilla's Jalen Meester.
Ancilla, number 32, Jalen Meester, her first team first.
Hutchinson to inbound here after the first team foul on Ancilla. Tied at 4, 5:20 to go first quarter, Jackson College women. Inbound goes to Marillette. Marillette goes right side for Shaw. Goes on the cut. Shaw was looking for it. Now Thompson comes around. Shot from the baseline. Nothing but net there. Nice form from Thompson, keeping it up high. Tough to block there. And no little guards are going to come out and knock that away. 6-4 Jackson lead. As Spearman goes on the attack here. Kind of a running hook shot, missed, but she's going to draw a foul, and that one might have been on the shot, so she's going to get a pair of free throw attempts.
Yeah, I think Alexis Thompson enjoys our company, Steve. While we've watched Alexis Thompson play, she's been a superstar.
Spearman at the free throw line hits the first in lovely fashion, nothing but the bottom of the net.
Unlike the men's game, kind of a slow start here. 5 minutes in, 6-6. I think the men already had 30 points by then, but just a faster pace and a lot of shots going in for them.
Yeah, a little more patience here. And as you mentioned, the girls' game, they run a few more sets, yep. A few more plays.
Yep.
And the half-court offense is much more a part of what they do out here. B giving a little space, fires for three and hits. Talia B does not hesitate to fire and gets the lead for Ancilla, 9-6. Marillette coming up the floor. Right wing for Hutchinson, gets a screen for Burton. Won't use it, she'll fire a three. And that goes off the heel, long rebound. Battled, and Richard comes up with it. Goes down to her knees, and it trickles away out of bounds, and that's going to be last touch off Ancilla.
Good hustle play there by Dalen Marillette to get her hands on it and knock it off the Ancilla player.
Jackson inbound from the baseline, and it's Hutchinson to pass it. A little discussion here from the officials. Not sure what the issue at hand is.
Paige Sanders seeing her first action for Jackson.
As Hutchinson floats it into Thompson near the arc. She gets it to Shaw left wing. Now she works her way over to the middle of the floor and backs it up to set up the play. Left side for Hutchinson. Drives into the paint, on the run, gets the shot up. Partially blocked, but she'll draw a foul, too. And that's going to be two free throws for Taylor Hutchinson. 5'8 sophomore guard out of Onstead, Michigan. Wildcats.
The Wildcats.
Legitimately, we know that mascot. Free throw from Hutchinson is no good. Jackson still trails 9-6 here. 4:03 to go, first quarter.
I like the way Marissa Shaw, point guard for the Jets, plays. She always heads up. She's always surveying the floor. Astute player.
Substitution. Hutchinson's second free throw goes, and whistle there for a substitution for the Chargers into the game. Nicole Sharp out of Sharpsville, Indiana. I think it's named after her family.
I'll dig into that. Some halftime research.
Like if I was Steve Boyle out of Boylesville, Indiana, that'd be awesome. Paige B. And now Hutchinson guarding her a little more closely out there after she fired a triple. And there she fires a deep one. Almost got it to go. Offensive rebound and a putback there. And that is Jayla Meester. And she's going to get a chance at a three-point play.
Meester taking that one up strong. Through a lot of contact.
Good rebound put back. Shaw's going to get a break here as Montgomery comes back onto the floor. It's Marillette, Montgomery, Thompson, Hutchinson, and that is Grenier Pace?
No. Paige Sanders.
Paige Sanders, excuse me. Marillette looking down the floor. There's Sanders on the left wing. Thompson. Dribbles a couple times, picks it up. Now to the elbow for Maryland. What a pretty pass here, cutting Taylor Hutchinson. A nice catch and finish, too. Jackson scores that one. It's 11-9. Ancilla still up front by two. Spearman coming down the floor. She'll step back and fire for three and hit the bottom. Nice looking triple for Spearman. 14-9. Sanders quickly up the floor. Crossover. Gets into the lane, into the air, off the glass. Missed it. Rebounded by Ancilla. Nice board by Gabby Thomas, who's entered the game for the Chargers. Spearman off a screen, gets loose. Missed the shot, rebound, bounced around. B comes up with it, and she shoots in the lane, misses. And we get a tie-up, and we're going to foul against someone. I think it's going to go against Montgomery.
Oh, boy, I thought that was just a clean tie-up.
Yeah.
Like Madison Montgomery would agree with me, too.
Yeah. She got away with one earlier. Maybe that's just
that's true.
The basketball gods trying to get even. 14-9, Jackson trails by five here. 2:42 to go first quarter at Jackson College.
Substitution, Ancilla.
So I do wonder if there's a different women's rule from the men's rule. I know the men's, we had a male with long sleeves, and they said he had to take those off. Three Ancilla girls with sleeves wearing today.
Yeah, you're right. Still at the top of the key. Richard into the corner for B. She's open. Fires. Missed. Rebound battle. And Montgomery comes up with it and immediately starts running out. Marillat gets it. She's tied up for a moment. And now Jackson will set up the half-court set. Marillat to the right wing for Hutchinson. They're just trying to set her baseline. She takes it. Steps back and now passes away to Montgomery. Working around the perimeter. Swing it over to Marillat for a three-point look. And nothing but net. Marillat. Gave her some space, and she took it, knocked it down. 14-12, our score now. Jackson staying within two. On the defensive end, B brings it up the floor.
It's amazing how good things happen when the ball will go from one side of the floor to the other quickly, and it doesn't just get stuck.
Crossover by B into the paint. Montgomery tried to step up and take the charge. No whistle, but the ball's tossed out of bounds, and I think it's still going to be last touch Jackson.
Substitution, Jackson.
Be kind of fun to have the green light that Talia B has. I don't think any shot is off limits to her.
I agree with you. Talia Jones into the game now for Jackson. 6'1 freshman out of Detroit Cody High School. Richard with the ball on the baseline for Ancilla. Tries to dribble baseline. Back to the basket for Montgomery. Now she's trapped on the baseline and traveled. Pressured down there in the baseline defensively. And a turnover for the Chargers.
Montgomery did a real nice job there of noticing that she was on the baseline and without making it look like a foul, kind of used that body to just push her out. Physical player.
14-12, Jackson trails by two. They can tie it up or go ahead on this possession. Hutchinson looking to the high post for Jones. She turns and faces, now passes out to Sanders. Skip pass over to Hutchinson and an open look for Marillat for three, and she knocks it down. Marillat feeling her shooting stroke now. And Jackson takes the lead, 15-14, with a minute 14 to go in the first quarter.
Yeah, Marillat up to 8 points now of the 15.
Ancilla Nicole Sharp with the basketball, gets it over to B on the right wing, trying to go down low into the paint for Traciona Jennings. Jennings pressured. Now it comes loose. Sanders has it on the run out, and she wisely pulls it out. It was a one-on-two break. She'll set up the offense under a minute here for Jackson. Montgomery into the corner for Marilat. She'll drive from there, baseline, floats one, and got it. Dylan Marilat's offense starting to come alive here. 17-14 Jackson lead. 35 seconds to go in the first.
All that start with Paige Sanders making a nice play of not forcing the layup and bringing it back out.
They go deep to Richard. And a nice scoop move in traffic for Richard. Emily Richard, 5'9", out of Sharpsville. Also, hotbed of basketball, Sharpsville, Indiana. Jackson turns over on the other end. 14 seconds. They lead 17-16. B can get it closer here or move in front here for Ancilla at the end of one. 6 seconds. Richard drives. Baxton Sanders with a nice job to be there and take the steal. And the tie-up, they get down to the floor, and the jump ball called. And possession arrow goes to Jackson with 1.4 to go as Shaw comes back onto the floor.
Number 23, Sarah Spearman. Substitution, Jackson. Number 22, Melissa Shaw.
17-16, Jackson with a one-point lead and 1.4 seconds. Shaw to inbound, looking for Sanders. Gets it into her. Clock starts. Here's the fire from three quarters court, and it's short. So at the end of one, 17-16, Jackson leads. Let's take a one-minute break. Get back with the second quarter on WKHM at WKHM.com.
WKHM, Jackson's News Talk, 970 AM, 101.5 FM.
10 minutes on the clock here, ready for the second quarter. Jackson College, the Jets, holding on to a one-point lead against visiting Ancilla College. Fun back and forth pace to that one, Brian, and ready for more of that here in the first half. Inbound goes to Spearman and the Chargers coming up the floor. Looking for Talia B, and she's guarded by Briar Burton this time. Shaw guarding Spearman at the top. 20 seconds on the shot clock. Now B, right side, faces up, puts the ball on the deck, dribbling around. 12 seconds on the clock. Spearman will take a two-pointer just a couple steps inside the arc. Missed it, rebounded by, that is, Talia Jones. Shaw at the right wing to the top for Marilat. She had 8 in a row there to end the quarter for Jackson.
She did. Finished with 10.
And Shaw dribbling out of the corner, and I stepped on that sideline. Tightrope walking down there in the corner. Not a lot of real estate. She used a little too much floor.
After they move back the three-point line, if you're over there on the sideline and you're past that three-point line, you don't have much room.
17-16, Spearman looking to the high post, and then moves into the corner. Open look for Spearman for three. That one goes too long, comes up the opposite side, rebounded by B in the corner, and she's doubled down there, gets it out to Richard. She's open for three and fires that one strong off the glass. Rebounded by Marilat on the run out. Shaw up the right sideline, goes into the middle of the lane looking for Jones. Just missed the pass. B coming the other way quickly against two Jackson defenders, fires up and missed it. She's a volume shooter,
she
clearly.
She is a volume shooter.
If she gets a little bit of space, she will put it up. 17-16, Jackson still up by one here. 8.5 left in the first half. Marilat, another look at a three. No. Long rebound comes out, and B's there with nice rebounding position. Gets it out to Spearman, running up the sideline. Spearman slows it up to the top, and a drive from there all the way in deep. Good job to put pressure on the defense by Jalen Meester. And she gets down there and bumped by Dylan Marilat. That'll be a foul against Jackson's stud. And Marilat with two now here in the first half.
Yeah, that's the second time Meester's really used that strong body and just taking it hard downside. Get going downhill and tough for the Jackson College girls unless you're willing to stand in there and take one.
And the free throw rattles out for Meester.
I think if I had a big, strong body like that, that would be my game plan. Go downhill until someone proves
dare
that
someone.
They'll stand there and take a charge. It's a business decision.
Meester hits the second free throw. We're tied at 17. Briar Burton up the floor to Marilat. Marilat, nice job to make the catch under duress. She dribbles out to set up the offensive play. Right side, a little bit deep, trying to get Jones set up in the post. Now Sanders comes out to get it. Madison Montgomery comes across the lane. Passes back out to Sanders. Now to Montgomery on the baseline. She'll fire. Missed. Marillette offensive rebound. Tiptoeing the baseline. Gets out. Finds a little space for her shot. And that one just rattles out. And on the rebound battle, out of bounds, last touch. Chargers.
The Chargers coach pleading to his team to secure the rebound. Jackson getting four looks this one possession.
Tied at 17. Marillette to inbound from the baseline. Fresh into the game for the Chargers, Dana Bell, 5'6", out of Indianapolis Broad Ripple High School.
Now that one I'm not familiar with. I mean, I'd never lie to you. If I don't know, I'm not just going to make something up.
Madison Montgomery up one dribble, pulls up the jumper off the glass and hits and puts Jackson back in front by two. Richard coming down, drives in, passes back out. There's a three-point try from Meester, misses. Rebounded by Montgomery and Jackson on the offense. Thompson up the floor ahead of everyone, finds her and gets the shot up. Pressure coming from Meester, and she'll commit the foul, and that'll get two free throws for Alexis Thompson. Rewarded for running the floor.
I like when Meester is calling for the ball, when their teammates are looking for her and they want her to pay attention, and they yell, Meester, Meester.
7:23 to go first half. It's a 19-17 lead for Jackson. Alexis tops at the free throw line, and she hits the first one.
Smooth stroke.
Second attempt coming. And that likewise goes through. Not quite as smooth, but counts either way. We're at 21-17. Jackson up by four. And Dana Bell brings it up for the Chargers. That's behind the back move. She gets into the elbow, doubled. Sanders with a near steal. Now drive baseline and a pull-up on the run. Tough shot, but she got it to go. That's Kaylee Gayhart with the make. Back up the floor quickly. Jackson down to Alexis Thompson. She misses the shot. Comes back in and gets her own rebound. Clears it out to Marillette. Open look for three for Burton. And that's a miss. Marillette's going to get the offensive rebound again. Second chance, third chance here for Jackson. Marillette at the wing, looking down low. Thompson will turn, goes to work, puts it off the glass and in. Nice move down low for Thompson to score it, and it's 23-19.
Great job on the offensive glass.
Thompson, Marillette, both offensive caroms on that possession. Dana Bell coming down, looking down for Gayhart. She turns and jump shot, missed. Richard rebounds. Richard had it, never turned to look. She was wide open for a moment on the baseline. And there's a nice cut by Bell, and the scoop. No good, but Bell will go to the free throw line here.
Get that one on Burton.
And they did get Burton for that one. No, yeah, Burton. Briari goes to the bench. Taylor Hutchinson back into the game. Paige Sanders on the floor. Sanders gets in there and gets some minutes off the bench quite a bit, and I think it's her she's so active.
She has energy. I was just going to comment that I just love what she's doing right now. She's making it tough on the opposing guards.
Lefty free throw for Dana Bell. Are there more left-handed people now than there used to be?
I think there is. Or we're just seeing them in this gym anyway.
There's another one for Bell. She missed that one. Thompson rebounds. Outlet to Marillette, who's running up the middle of the floor. Sanders on that left wing, left her all alone. She'll go all the way, and what a block by Richard to come over. Paige Sanders maybe stops at the elbow and shoots a jumper there instead. She gets her shot stuffed and aggressively looking to steal that one back, and they'll get Paige Sanders for a foul on that play.
And have we ever seen it where someone goes in and gets their shot blocked and then commits a quick foul?
It's rare.
Four times tonight.
Yeah. Bell will inbound to Richard. Back into Bell in the corner. She takes a long two. A two-point shot, but hits nothing but the bottom. 23-22. Jackson's lead is down to one. 5:48 to go in the half. Marillette left wing into the corner for Thompson. Looking for a cutter. No room. Thompson will fire for three. That one's long. Battle for the rebound. Nice box out by Richard. She pulls it in. Gets it out to Bell, who fires up the floor. Looking ahead of everyone for Gayhart. And on the sideline, a bump. Probably Missed foul. Gabby Thomas goes to the deck. Montgomery coming down for Jackson, and Sanders open on the baseline. Shot rattles out. Offensive rebound. Maryland partially blocked. And they are going to correct that because it was a partially blocked shot, and then it goes out of bounds without a touch. So it'll be Jackson basketball. First, they were going to give it to Ancilla, and now Hutchinson on the baseline to pass it in for Jackson. 23-22, 5:18 to go first half.
Not a super high-scoring half, but definitely a hotly contested half. I don't think the lead's ever gotten above. Jackson might have got it up to five once. Yep.
Yes. Gabby Thomas goes to the bench for Ancilla after going down hard on the other end of the floor. Hutchinson floats into Montgomery at the elbow, and Richard nearly steals. Montgomery recovers it, though. Into the corner. Hutchinson, good look for three. Missed it. Rebounded down low by Ancilla, and it'll come up the floor right side. Spearman running the break. She'll pull it up at the right wing and now moves to the middle of the floor. There's B. Puts it on the deck. Gets a screen from Spearman. That finds Spearman outside the arc. Thought about a three. Looking for Richard down in the post. Instead, she'll drive. And running one-hander. And that'll put Ancilla back in front. 24-23. Now 4:42 to go.
Maryland. Back and forth.
Yeah, Maryland to the left side for Hutchinson. Montgomery drifts out. They go down to Thompson. She's partially blocked there. Good defensive play by Kaylee Gayhart. She gets it out to Bell, who's running the floor. Richard left side pump fakes, drives. Good defense by Montgomery to move her feet and get in front of that drive. Double teamed, and now they get it out of there. B ends up with it. Spearman at the top of the key. She drives. Now dribbles back out. Step back. Looked like maybe a three. Could have been a two with a foot on the line. Offensive rebound by Bell, and Dana puts it in. And it's 26-23 now, a three-point lead for Ancilla College.
I fully expect Jackson to answer the way this game's going.
Hutchinson left wing goes across to Shaw on the cut. She gets it. The shot, the foul's going to happen on the floor. And that'll be just the second team foul for the Chargers, inbound from the baseline for the Jets.
I like the emphatic call by the referee, letting the whole gym know, and even parts of Vandercook Lake, that that was on the floor. And I'm not messing with him. He looks like he's straight out of Any Which Way But Loose movie.
Hutchinson inbounds to Montgomery, missed the shot. Offensive rebound, Alexis Thompson.
Alexis Thompson.
She's like a like a bad girlfriend, really willing to give you a second chance. As B steps past the screen and fires up for three and hits. 29-25, lead out to four now for the Chargers. Shaw goes left side for Montgomery. Madison drives into the paint, doubled, and tries to pass it out of there. We get a foul against Ancilla, and I think they got it against Gabby Thomas.
Speaking of strong, Montgomery is just, everything she does, there's force behind, whether it's a rebound, a box out, even taking it to the basket. That's a strong woman.
Quite deliberate. She's trying to get somebody to pop out to the outside. Sets up down to the post. Montgomery works her way in, and that was a strong move. Turns and finishes with that left hand. 29-27, keeping it within two. Dana Bell coming up the floor for Ancilla, right side for Spearman. Spearman dribbling, now crossover into the lane. She gets past the defense. And I think we get a foul against Jackson on the floor. I think it's going against Alexis Thompson. No. Montgomery will take the foul. That's her second.
Her first. Her second.
Under 3 minutes. 29-27, Ancilla lead. Inbound goes to Bell. And on the shot, she's going to miss it but get fouled. And Shaw knew it when she went up. She did not try to decline.
That was the first foul that a player knew they committed tonight.
Yes.
Well, I tell you, I'm also enjoying watching the battle of Thompson and Richard down there in Montgomery. Between the three of them, those are three girls that are just competitors.
Yeah, Richard hard nose down there. She goes about 5'9". And battling.
5'9", and doesn't appear to have a lot of beef behind her, but just still strong and just a fighter.
Substitution, yeah. Jackson, number 10.
That might be a blood substitution. I think Taylor Hutchinson
And maybe this is presumptive of me, but when we're talking about Richard and I, the way she stands and carries herself, I see athlete the whole way, you know?
Oh, I agree.
Make no mistake. And on the rebound, the Temple get a quick tie up. And I think it's going to be Jackson ball.
Jump ball goes to Jackson.
Mirelot looking like she was questioning that one. Like, hey, I just got a clean rebound. And she touched it, and that's a jump ball.
Yeah, that wasn't much. That was a quick whistle on a tie-up. Paige Sanders goes to Mirelot. Right wing, getting a screen from Thompson. Dribbles into the middle of the court. Backs down, spins into the air. Blocked by Richard.
Richard's third block of the night.
Finds herself in the right place frequently here on the defense. B with a little bit of space will fire that three immediately. Chases down her own rebound. Two gets into the middle for Gabby Thomas. Now out to Bell, who swings it around to Richard. She goes on the drive, switches hands in the air. Missed the shot, rebounded by Thompson, and Marillette running out. Crosses over and then loses it. Hannah Bell coming up, or Dana Bell, excuse me, coming up the floor. Now she'll lose it. Clough into the game now for Jackson, and Marillette finds herself out of the chaos all alone. And she'll put that layup in.
I think Marillette hit the deck on offense and went a quick turnaround. She was just standing there under the basket.
30-29. It's a one-point game. Leah Clough onto the floor now for the Jets, picking up Spearin at the top. Left side into the corner. There's B. Gave her a little bit of space, and she fires for three. She does not need a large window. That's a quick release from Talia B.
Yeah, that's a KYP. You got to know your personnel, know who you're guarding.
33-29. Leah Clough on a little bit of a drive. Pump fakes. Has to clear it out of there. Sanders into the corner for Marillette. Down low to Thompson. She goes to work. Finds Clough at the free throw line. Shot goes up and missed, but a good look. Rebounded by Ancilla. Chargers coming up the floor. Dana Bell gets to Spearman. Top of the key. Swings it around to Gabby Thomas into the corner for B. And Dana Bell on the cut, and we'll get a whistle. Not sure what that call is going to be.
Foul, Jackson.
And it'll go against Thompson. 33-29 our score. We got a minute 13 to go in the half. Alexis Thompson with her first foul, according to the scoreboard. It's not bad. And Alexis Thompson got into the game off the bench here, but she's been tough to get her off the floor.
We saw that the other night. Not a starter, but just goes to show, you know, you can not start. But when you get to play a lot of minutes and finish the game, that's what your goal should be.
And Bell misses the second. The rebound ends up in the hands of Richard. She puts it up and misses the shot. Burton gets the rebound, gets it out to Clough, running the floor. She gets in the corner for Paige Sanders. Back out to Marillette. And Marillette finds Burton. Burton to drive, passes out to Clough. Marillette at the top, 56 seconds to go. 17 on the shot clock, right side for Paige Sanders. She gets a screen into the lane and floats one, missed. Rebound comes down to Ancilla and Talia B running up the sideline here with 44 seconds to go in the half. Spearman comes out, Thompson comes out to meet her there. Dana Bell to Spearman, down low to Richard, back into the basket, slides past, missed the shot, and Dana Bell, she's been effective on the boards down there.
She has. Dana only listed at 5'6", but with her fourth or fifth rebound, almost all of them on the offensive glass, too.
31.3. It's a five-point Charger lead with Bell at the free throw line. And the lefty shot is good.
So Bell's seventh free throw attempt already. Now the biggest lead.
And another free throw for Bell is good. 31.3. Push the lead out to 7. Leah Clough with the basketball. Into the corner. Taylor Hutchinson goes on the move, dribbles out. We got Marillette driving from the top, and we get a moving screen from Hutchinson.
Illegal screen.
Sometimes when there's an illegal screen against that screener, sometimes it's on the ball handler who doesn't set up the screen properly. So the screener ends up being still in the process of setting the screen.
Yeah.
And they'll get buzzed on that.
That one seemed like a miscommunication. I didn't think she knew a screen was coming, so kind of we'll call that nobody's fault.
18.3 seconds left here in the half. Let's keep it here in the broadcast. Mention that on Monday night we'll be taking this show on the road to Hanover Horton High School, where the Comets are hosting Ypsilanti Arbor Prep. A nice little high school out-of-area contest. But we're trying to see if we can find anybody who's going to be able to challenge Hanover Horton. They've been, in the games we've watched, they've just been tremendous and really have run away from everyone. So maybe you got to bring in a team from Ypsilanti to get this done.
Yeah, I think Arbor Prep will give them a challenge. I know Arbor Prep, I think, just lost Ann Arbor Huron maybe by four, and Ann Arbor Huron's one of the top teams in Class A. So I think Hanover will have their hands full, but I like Hanover.
It's tough. And you got to go into that Hanover Horton home gym on a Monday night. It's going to be tough. Drive from Spearman. She gets all the way to the bucket. I don't know if that's how the coach drew it up, but you're pleased with the execution if it was. 38-29, biggest lead of the game for Ancilla. Step back three for Maryland is a miss, and the buzzer is going to sound on the half. But a nice run to end things here for Ancilla College. Go to the locker room on the road with a 9-point lead. And Jackson just seemed to, I don't know, the shooting kind of went away, and I don't know if they got any really good looks there late in that second quarter either, Brian.
Yeah, the offense just seemed a little discombobulated. I know Mirelot definitely just carried the load early, and then I don't know whether if that was Ancilla defense paying a little more attention or she just wasn't getting the ball, but kind of drying up there for her.
Well, I expect Coach Brown is going to have some adjustments in the halftime locker room and have Jackson coming out here to run an offense that could be a little more effective. Points were tough to come by in the second quarter there. We're at the half. It's 38-29. Jackson trails at home against Ancilla College. Let's take 3 minutes. We'll come back and look at those first half numbers and set things up for the second half here on WKHM. And you might be streaming us online anywhere in the world at WKHM.com.
WKHM, Jackson's News Talk, 970 AM, 101.5 FM.
Steve Boyle, Brian Haynes at the half here. 38-29. Ancilla got out into the lead here going by 9 points going to the half. And we were looking at the numbers here during the break. And, of course, Talia B. and Spearman having a nice first half for Ancilla, and Jackson a little more spread out in their scoring. And I was wondering, you know, how they get out to that 9-point lead. And you look, it's right now, it's the free throw advantage. 13 attempts for Ancilla to just 4 for Jackson. And I think that comes from the aggressive style that Ancilla plays offensively, getting a lot of shots up, and Spearman on the drive, and she's down to Richard with her back to the basket there. They're just been a little more aggressive on the offensive end, I think.
Yeah, sometimes, you know, as a fan, you see the free throw disparity and you say, oh, man, the refs are calling it one way. I don't feel that way at all. Like you said, I just think Ancilla being much more aggressive and hitting the offensive glass and getting the putbacks where they're drawing fouls there, too. When you mentioned Dana Bell, she's had 7 free throws already, and most of those have come off offensive rebound putbacks. So, yeah. JCC's going to have to clean that up.
But a lot of the other statistics, Brian, really close. Ancilla shooting 36% from the floor, Jackson 34. And actually, Jackson, when you look at that assist-to-turnover ratio, it's 7 assists to just 3 turnovers for the Jets and 1 assist to 6 turnovers for Ancilla. But when you look at the style of play, they have a lot of one-on-one. Talia Bell kind of dribbles and gets herself a shot. Same for Spearman. So it's kind of a stylistic difference there rather than mistakes or something.
Yeah, yeah. You know, JC really needs to, I think, get on Spearman's right hand, too. She has 10 points, and I think all of them have come with her driving to the right. We got to make her find out if she can play left-handed, too. So hopefully that's an adjustment Coach Brown makes in the half.
Yeah, so Jackson trails here, 38-29 halftime here in our game. Second half, if you're Jackson, is there an obvious adjustment or something you see, Brian, that you would just off the top of your head say maybe they might try to do in the second half?
Well, for the offensive adjustment, you know, I don't know that they're running their sets well. They're getting some good shots. It seems like sometimes it's just not falling. They try to push the ball up, and that's one of the things we saw them last week really get some points in transition. But Ancilla's doing a good job of getting back, so they're just going to have to, you know, run their half-court sets well and hope some of those shots drop. Right now, 2 for 11 from the three-point line, and, you know, hopefully you can change that 18% into a 33% or something and maybe get it going that way as well.
Yeah, Madison Montgomery came out really looking for her shot early on, and they have her at 3 for 7, and I kind of thought, man, you know, maybe that seems like it seemed like she was shooting worse than that. But then you look at, yeah, Paige Sanders, who played a lot of minutes, and we mentioned she was on the floor and very very energetic and aggressive, but 0 for 5 from the floor. You got Burton, who's 0 for 3, and 1 for 4 for Taylor Hutchinson. So you kind of hope some of those people who are struggling start making a few more of those shots in the second half, and that water will kind of find its level, and they'll get more to what they shoot more normally.
Yeah, we know Taylor Hutchinson can stroke the three. And Sanders, you said 0 for 5, but a lot of those good shots, good kind of just floaters, just bouncing around, not
right.
Dropping. So we'll see if that changes in the second half.
So here at the app, 38-29 Jackson Trails on Kingsport night. Donations going out to the Martin Luther King Center in downtown Jackson. Now we're on Adrian Street. Played a few volleyball matches in that gym. Always a nice place to go down with a welcoming crew. And they're actually going to, the city of Jackson, going to be putting quite a bit of money into a big renovation down there.
Good.
So that's going to be a gem.
Fantastic. That's nice for people of Jackson to have some place to go enjoy that as a recreational center for all different kinds of things.
Oh, yeah, and they do utilize that for athletic to educational. There's a weight room down there. I mean, fun to see a lot of young people from around that area utilize that space because it is a great place for that. Bump into some familiar faces down there from time to time, and I always enjoy it. Oh, it was always treated well when I'd be down there.
So you utilize the volleyball a lot more than you utilize the weight room?
Is it that clear?
I'm
so good at volleyball, you can't imagine that I'm not spending as much time as possible.
That's exactly where I was going with that.
You're full of baloney, and I'm going to call you on that. We'll hit another three-minute break here at the half and come back to get things set up for second-half action. 38-29 Jackson Trails here on WKHM, and we are online around the world at WKHM.com.
WKHM, Jackson's News Talk, 970 AM, 101.5 FM.
Boy, Brian Haynes at the half here, 38-29 score. And I was just noting in the pregame that Jackson 59-50 win at LCC in their last game, and that 59-point total was kind of a low watermark for them this year. They're on pace to maybe top that even this game. I do expect they'll come out shoot a little better here in the second half and add to that number. And get past that 59-point total. But I think Ancilla did a nice job defensively in the first half. And we mentioned Dalen Merrillat with 12.6 rebounds there in the first half to go with 2 assists to lead Jackson. 6 points for Madison Montgomery and 8 points for Alexis Thompson. And weird, but if Thompson, they have her officially for 3 rebounds, excuse me. And it felt like she had a lot more than that, but
yeah, I think you're still seeing visions in your head of last week when she pulled down 20. Or
yeah.
So probably just your imagination is just Thompson's just getting the rebound. You're used to that.
She's definitely down there working on the boards. Again, this Jackson College basketball game going smoothly here tonight. We'll look forward to being out here again next Wednesday, and they are going to be facing a tough opponent, and that is going to be Muskegon Community College. It's in top 20 in the national rankings there for the community colleges. So that's going to be a tough matchup here for Jackson boys and or men and women, excuse me. And Jackson off to a nice season here so far at 15-4, 7-3 in their league, and they can make it 8-3 with the comeback win here tonight. But I'm looking forward to that on Wednesday, and I mentioned our Monday night tilt, high school basketball, Hanover Horton. And join us for that at about 6:45 on Monday night here on WKHM. Sunday, you brought it up in the break, Ryan. K105.3 Chili Cook-Off. Noon for the doors, 1 o'clock for the chili service. $5 gets you in the door. Come down and have a cold Budweiser beverage. You can eat some chili, salsa, and just bump into some good friends.
Do you? Does the $5 get you little chili samples, or is that extra, or how's that work there, Steve?
$5, you get samples for as much chili as you want, and it's a good. Oh, I thought I had a cup. It's like your mint container, a little taller than that, but about that size. So you get a pretty fair amount of chili there for a sample, and then again, you can go around. You want seconds? Go have seconds. Basically, your $5 gets you a spoon and some voting tickets, and then the cups are at all the vendors. So you go around and you like it, you eat some chili, and you go, you know what, I want to go have some more of that. You go have more. Till we run out of chili, you can eat till your heart's content.
All right.
Or your stomach's content.
Is there a favorite for that?
You know, there's been some, my favorite, the Fireball Chili Crew. They've been going for years, and they've won a couple times. They do a nice job. Spearman drug her feet just a little bit on our opening possession for Ancilla College here in the second half. And Jackson gets a stop on the first trip down the floor.
We'll stop talking chili and get you back into some basketball action.
Maybe I'll be able to work in a chili reference here. Marilat, they leave her alone for a three. She missed it, but the long rebound snatched by Hutchinson. Marilat's going to drive, gets in deep, and goes off the glass and left it short. Rebounded Ancilla, and that is Meester. She brings up the floor into the corner for Spearman, and she lost the handle, and it goes out of bounds. It's a little too casual on the catch.
Yep, and, man, Jackson started off with hot shooting, just turned a little chilly. I thought I'd go first.
Wasting no time, yeah. And now it's Marissa Shaw with the basketball for Jackson at the top, left side for Maryland. Gets a screen from Shaw. Now goes back to her, and she'll fire for three. Oh, it rattles out. Rebounded by Madison Montgomery down low. And we get the jump ball tie-up from Meester. And possession arrow toward Jackson College.
It's great. Montgomery and Meester look like two little kids fighting for a piece of candy.
As Madison takes the, takes the jump shot. It's missed. Rebounded by Ancilla. Spearman bring it up the floor. Dribbling with her left hand, now passes over. Looks like she hurt her hand, her right hand. Thomas goes back to Spearman. Lefty dribble, tries to feed it down low to Thomas on the block. Gabby Thomas getting the start here in the second half. Thomas, Meester, Spearman, Bell, and Richard for the Chargers.
You're right about Spearman. She's shaking that right hand. You made reference that she wanted to go right. We'll see how that affects her this half.
She tries. She's working right now. Dribbles in, passes out to B for an open three-pointer. Missed. And Burton battling for the rebound down low. And Meester goes to the floor. It may be a cramp or an injury. We get an official timeout. She's holding her upper right thigh, writhing in pain. We get a substitution into the game. Up off the bench is Kaylee Gayhart. But it's got to be a cramp, doesn't it?
Yeah, it looks like the way the trainer's kind of bending that leg, that looks like cramp.
And
those can be painful.
Oh, yeah. 8:31 to go here in the second half, third quarter, 38-29, still a nine-point lead for.
I'm always relieved to see cramps. I know female basketball players have a high rate of ACL injuries, and anytime I see a girl go down like that, it always scares me. You don't want to see somebody.
And she seems to be trying to get loose here, and she's smiling, which would lead me to believe it's nothing too serious, and just tried to get that cramp loose. So she'll take a break here. Again, Gayhart came in to replace her. Jackson with the basketball. It's Hutchinson, Burton, Montgomery, Marilat, and Shaw to start the second half for the Jets. Shaw out of the right wing, looking to drive. Passes to Hutchinson. Into the corner for Burton. She goes baseline. Drops it down to Montgomery. Good pass, and Montgomery, patient, and gets it up off the glass. She got such great deep position, it was an easy shot.
Yeah, that was taking advantage of Meester hitting the bench because Meester's been battling with her down there.
Burton rebounds a miss on the other end. Richard tries to keep it going. Dove in and takes out Burton's legs and gets the foul call.
Maybe with Meester headed to the bench, this is what JC kind of needs. something for a spark, and maybe they can take advantage down low now. Let's see if JC can go on a little run here.
Shaw left side. Into the corner for Hutchinson. Goes down to screen. Hutchinson, they leave her alone for three, and she cans it. Drilled from the corner. Three-point shot. Just like that, it's only a four-point deficit now for JC. Into the corner for Thomas on the other end. B. She'll fire it at any moment. Richard going down low, and there's Gayhart with nice position. And they're fronting her in the post. The pass gets over the defender, and she scores it. 40-34, and that gets Alexis Thompson off the bench. Right wing for Burton gets a screen from Shaw coming across the top. Now it penetrates into the lane and ran into a defender down there. A little bit taller, a little bit more length. B now maneuvering traffic. Gets it to Richard, right side for Spearman. Trying to get down to Gayhart again. And Montgomery battling down there. High post for Richard, drops it back to Spearman. Out to B, who pump fakes, drives. Drops it off to the corner for Thomas. And they leave B alone on the baseline. And she gets the shot up and it goes. The defender floats one and scores it.
B has that scorer's mentality. She gets it. She's looking.
Into the corner for Thompson, working against Richard. Goes down to Montgomery in the paint. Passes out of there to Hutchinson. Now Montgomery comes out to screen. Hutchinson goes the other way. Drops off for Marillette. Now drive. Montgomery gets around the defender, gets deep, puts it off the glass, scores it, and gets the foul. Quick first step there by Montgomery when she got that deep. You couldn't stop her. She got the bucket and the harm.
Well, you asked about what adjustment they make coming in the second half, and we just said the ball just has to start falling. And in this first 4 minutes of the half, they're already at 10, possibly 11 points and meeting almost half of their whole first half total. So
I think a lot more focus on finding Montgomery down low, and she's been able to kind of carve out some position down there. She's at the free throw line now, and she knocks it down. Three-point play for Montgomery, and she cuts the lead back to four again. Jackson hanging around here with 5:45 to go in the third, trailing by four. Ancilla with a basketball. Meester back on the floor after the cramp in the, I guess, hamstring. Kept her out there for a minute, but she's back out there running normally and scoring. Good feed down there by Richard to get Meester a good look. 46-40 lead for the Chargers. Sanders into the corner. Going down low for Montgomery. Goes to work. Off the glass. Partially blocked there by Meester. Montgomery left alone. Pump fakes the three. Hutchinson gets a screen for Montgomery. She'll find some space and fire. Just short. Rebounded by Ancilla. 6-point lead with the ball. Meester coming up the right side. To the middle and swing it around to Thomas. Gabby goes back to Meester at the top. Puts on the deck into the corner. There's a three-point shot from B. Missed. Rebound to Thompson. Marillette gets it out to Montgomery, running the floor. Montgomery gets deep, takes a stop, puts up the shot, scores it. 46-42, Montgomery.
Good job by Montgomery to gather and not just go up out of control. Got that control and went up strong. Easy deuce.
Yeah, workmanlike scoring here for Montgomery in the second half, and as Meester makes a drive, partially blocked, but somebody got her on the wrist. Sanders back into the game. Marillette, Sanders, Thompson, Hutchinson, and Montgomery for Jackson. Substitution for Ancilla, and it looks like we've got Nicole Sharp, Talia B., Gabby Thomas, Meester, and that's Dana Bell. I think that's everybody. 4:11 to go third quarter. It's a 47-42 Ancilla advantage. Meester hits the first. Second one's through as well. And the lead's back out to six. Quickly up the floor for Jackson. Hutchinson into the corner for Sanders. Marillette was open for a moment. Out to Thompson. Takes a wide open look for three. I didn't know she had that range. Nothing but net. And the lead's just 3 points now.
Yeah, that was deep. That was 3 feet behind the three-point arc.
The rhythm was there, though.
It was.
Definitely in rhythm. Bell at the top, swings it around. On the baseline for B, she drives. And they're going to get a whistle against Montgomery. And Montgomery did a pretty good job setting her feet, but I think she's just that sin that some players do is bring those arms forward enough to get some contact. Feels like you're going straight up, but you do move your arms forward a little bit, and that'll get a whistle every time.
It's a tough situation for Coach Brown with 3:46 to go. You're now down four. Montgomery just picks up her third, but yet definitely really being the offensive focal point right now.
Low block area. Three Jet defenders right there. Somebody got her on the arm. And it's going to be Alexis Thompson.
Boy, the other thing Madison Montgomery is really doing a good job now is now that she's made a few buckets down there in the post, she's doing a good job of finding the three-point shooters, too, as they're collapsing on her. And that's going to pay off. We're going to see a couple threes here soon.
That was inbounded. Sanders chasing the play and knocking it away. You try to go that deep inbound, and if the defender's aggressive enough, that can net you some steals and some runouts. Bell with the inbound right side for B. Marillette right up in her face. B dribbles to the top. Crosses back over right side now for Nicole Sharp. And Marillette coming in for the steal. And got an eye poke. She had a bruise to match the one over Marillette's eye.
You know, I'm sure Marillette got her in the eye, but thinking that might just be a good strategy is just hold your face like someone poked you in the eye and the ref's just going to force to call the foul there.
And it looks like she had to pull her contact lens out over on the bench. And some pressure in the corner for Montgomery, and it forces a traveling violation from Easter.
Montgomery did that.
WKHM, Jackson's News Talk, 970 AM, 101.5 FM.
55-50 our score, and with 12 seconds left, B throws one up off the glass, missed, but they get the offensive rebound. There's an open look for three. Missed again, rebounded by Jackson. 5 seconds, Sanders out on the run out. One person back to stop her. She goes off the glass, missed it. Jones with the rebound, but she won't be able to put it up in time. So at the end of three, it's 55-50. Jackson trailing by five at home against Ancilla College.
By a score of 55.
And we are going to stay on top of it. Let's keep it here at the end of three. Brian, who do you got? How did Montgomery do there in that third quarter?
Yeah, Montgomery put in 9 points, and all, like you said, just being strong underneath and getting some extra boards. And Mirla also hit a couple late threes in the quarter to bring Jackson back to 5-point deficit after trailing by nine at the half.
And they'd get it down to four or three, and it's never seemed like they could get any closer. And still is doing a lot of good work down there, and they're getting some good penetration. Spearman at times and Meester does a good job of finding space down low. And surprise off the bench tonight, I think, has been Dana Bell, who's done a nice job of getting open on the offensive end for Ancilla. We'll put 10 minutes back up on the clock. 55-50 our score after three. Jackson looking to keep a four-game winning streak alive, make it five tonight.
This game just has a good feel like this is going to go down to the wire, too.
Yeah, it has that feeling, and Jackson continues to put in the effort. Really an impressive output there in the third quarter by Madison Montgomery. She's got three fouls, though, so she's going to have to be careful out there. And that's four fouls on the board there for Richard from Ancilla, I believe. So she'll go to the bench and get a break. And Marillette defending on Meester. It looks like Marillette's going to get called for a foul. I think she thinks that Meester probably committed an offensive violation, but guarding very closely there. Marillette is going to come right back out to pressure. And that's going to be a technical foul on Jackson coach Heather Brown.
Technical foul issued on Jackson.
So 9:51 to go here in the fourth quarter, 55-50, but that's going to be a chance for Talia B to shoot free throws.
The fans all here agree with Coach Brown.
Veteran officiating crew here. Are they going to go to the official scorer?
Unfortunately, in a five-point game, and especially one that's points have seemed a little harder to come by lately, those two I say 2 points. I'm assuming B's going to make them. Good free throw shooter.
Got them both. It's a 7-point lead.
Substitution, Jackson.
And a possession here for Ancilla. And you got to hope that that's going to light a little fire under the team a little bit here and maybe come out and get a turnover or a stop.
Maybe Paige Sanders can set the tone defensively.
She's pressuring Bell. Jackson looks like they're doing a little bit of a zone here as Bell drifts over, pulls up a shot, missed. Good box out and rebound by Talia Jones. Shaw coming off the floor for Jackson, trailing by 7. 9.5, a lot of time. Into the corner for Thompson, going down low to Talia Jones, backing down. Nice job to work into the paint. Big strong body, and she used it all right there. Textbook move down low, 57-52, and now Paige Sanders pressuring on the defense. There's a look for B out of the corner. Missed, but an offensive rebound. Dana Bell once again keeping the play alive. Quick hands by Paige Sanders. Near steal there into the corner for Spearman. She'll dribble out of there, out to the top. Swing around to Meester into the corner for Bell. Now they find it to B near the top. She's doubled. High post for Spearman. Faden missed the shot. Thompson grabs the rebound. Gets it out to Paige Sanders.
One stop at a time.
Crossover in the lane for Sanders. Out to Shaw. Into the corner for Thompson. She'll take a triple. Short. Good box out by Spearman. Not everybody will box out that three-point shooter, but she did, and that long rebound came. She had to battle for that. B pulls up a three-pointer on the move. Missed it. Jones goes in for the rebound. And Dana Bell continuing what she's been doing all game, trying to get offensive rebounds. This time maybe a little too aggressive in her pursuit. Get a whistle for a foul, but still the effort's beautiful.
Man, Silla's coach going to kind of roll the dice, bringing Richard back in.
57-52.
Four fouls with 8:20 to go.
There's a drive by Shaw. Gets deep past Meester and a little contact. Meester blocks the shot, but that's going to give Shaw a couple free throws coming.
Jacob Meester, her third, team second, shooting two for Jackson.
Kind of funny, referees, you know, that technical, it did give them 2 points, but then all of a sudden I feel like you do get a couple extra calls after a technical sometimes. So sometimes that technical foul isn't a bad deal.
And Shaw's first free throw rattles in and out. Plus you've got to think it's a three-person crew, and if one of the officials calls a technical, that's maybe a little question, or not the technical, but the foul that leads to the technical. Maybe they were like, hey, you might have been wrong. Maybe you get a couple makeup calls.
Yeah, you see it a lot.
Shaw hits the second one. The deficit back to 4, which is where it's kind of stuck around here for the last few minutes, give or take a point or two. There's Richard, pump fakes, dribbles, now into the wing for Spearman. Pressure there by Thompson. Spearman has to chase it back out a little bit. Does corral it. Behind the back, a lot of pressure from Sanders. Spearman handles it, goes down low for Richard, and it's loose, and Shaw gets down on the floor. We'll get a timeout. Right now, it feels like Marissa Shaw starting to feel like she needs to make a couple plays. Has been able to, so it's a 4-point game. They can cut it to 2 or closer on this trip, 7:47 to go. Shaw crossover, defender falls down, and she passes down to Jones. What a spin move by Jones! Oh, she missed it. Nice move to the center of the court and got it up on the rim and just couldn't fall. 57-53 into the corner for B. Thompson comes out to meet her and kind of just a zone defense here by Jackson. And Marissa Shaw knocks it away. Run out. They've got numbers. Sanders running the floor. Back to Shaw. And Shaw has to grab it. She's falling to the floor and we'll get a foul. And I think that's going to go against Bell again.
Dana Bell's third, and again, kind of questionable, but again, ever since that technical foul, Jackson kind of getting the benefit of some of these whistles.
And so it's Hutchinson down on the baseline. Floats it in to Thompson, out beyond the arc. She dribbles to the right side, now goes to the basket.
Take.
Layup drill right there. Thompson finishes that, and it's a 2-point game. 7:10 to go.
The first time in this half, Jackson's cut the deficit to 2.
That draws a timeout from the Ancilla bench. Let's take a 30-second break on the broadcast here. 57-55, Jackson within two on WKHM and WKHM.com.
WKHM, Jackson's News Talk, 970 AM, 101.5 FM.
Steve Boyle, Brian Haynes with 7:06 to go here. We've got a barn burner here. 57-55, Jackson coming back from a 9-point deficit at the half to cut it to two. And Scylla drawing something up here. Got to worry about that coach with the whiteboard. Jackson's been kind of playing this zone. And looks like they're going to come back out in the zone. Sometimes when you go to a timeout like that, they'll switch it up.
Looks like Jackson's kind of gone to a 1-2-2. I don't know if I've seen that. So maybe just a different zone.
And there's a cut. Oh! Nice move to get down low for Richard. And Thompson comes over to block the shot, but got into the body. And the play, I don't know if that's how he drew it up, but it got a good open look. Richard will go to the line for a pair.
And Richard, I just don't think, has gotten it going offensively. I know the coach keeps encouraging, saying, don't worry, it'll fall.
She misses from the line. Second free throw attempt goes through. And coming up the floor there is Paige Sanders. Right wing into the corner. 58-55, it's a three-point game. Mercer Shaw going down to Jones. She spins, looking for Thompson down low. They're really collapsing on the bigs now. And they come away with the stop. Richard working up the floor to Bell. Slings it into the corner. And that was Meester. Gets it to the top for B. Meester wing into the corner for Richard. Finds B, and she'll fire for three. That one's going to miss. Rebound tapped and corralled by Hutchinson, and another whistle coming in. And it looks like that's going to go against Gabby Thomas.
Whistles coming often again now. And here we go, Montgomery and Mirlap coming back in.
6:25 to go, 58-55. And here comes Paige Sanders over midcourt, working her way to the left side of the floor. Marilat there, not quite in the corner, but on that left side. Looking for Hutchinson coming through. Now she drives, splits defenders around the basket. There's Sanders moving into the lane. Good-looking shot there. Missed. Rebound Thompson. Put back. No good. She was fading away there. Wanted some contact. No call. Nothing falling for Paige Sanders tonight. She's had some good looks, too.
Another good look and a good shot.
Yeah. Into that. Paint for B, passes out of there, down to Richard on the baseline, gets it out to B. Now Meester will fire for three. No! Off the heel, long rebound, though, to Thomas. Then she gets it to B. She'll get an open look from the elbow, and she hits that one. She's gone cold there for a little while, but she gets that one to go, and they push the lead back out to five. And Thompson called for a travel. She's slams the ball down, but not mad about the call. I think disappointed herself for committing the violation.
That was good officiating. Obvious frustration just in herself, so kind of let that one go. I like that.
Sideline inbound here for Ancilla, just to our right. Meester to inbound goes to Dana Bell into the corner for Talia B. She dribbles it out of there to the wing. Now goes down low looking for Richard over her head and out of bounds, so an unforced turnover there. 5:26 to go here. It's a 5-point advantage for Ancilla. I guess we were hoping for some drama, and it looks like we might get it.
I still have high hopes. Jackson just has to get that one bucket that can get him tied even.
Thompson swings it around to Sanders, right wing. As Marilat steps back, thought she had a momentary glimpse at a three, nothing there. Into the corner for Madison Montgomery. She drives, goes to Marilat, step back, no good, but Montgomery will pull. That's a deep triple, no. And B gets the rebound. They double her. She gets it out of there. Meester now with numbers for Ancilla. Spearman across the lane to Bell. And on the help side defense, they bump her. She missed the shot, but she'll get another trip to the free throw line.
That Dana Bell, she's scrappy at 5'6", and the other thing, she just always has a smile on her face. She looks like she's out there having a good time.
Got it. Enjoy playing basketball to come out and work this hard for this long, this far from home. 60-55, they lead. Free throw is good.
next possession for Jackson is going to be big. Falling down here possibly 7 points depending on this free throw.
And that one missed. Rebounded Thompson. Gets it to Hutchinson. 6-point game, 4:44 left. Merrillat right wing going down to Thompson. Nice pass and finish. Jackson hustles back on the defense. Bell bringing it up, finds Spearman on the right wing. Spearman puts it on the deck, drops it down to Richard. Back out to Spearman. She'll fire for three. And it goes.
Spearman's first bucket of the second half is a big one.
57-64. Jackson trails. Montgomery thinks about a three. Instead, she gets into the paint, gets a shot up, and as Spearman comes over to help, gets into Montgomery's body and commits the foul. Two free throws coming for Madison. Montgomery, the pride of Wesley, Michigan. Well, she's listed out of Jackson, but apparently from Wesley High School.
I don't know if you know this, but I've always referred to you as the pride of Michigan Center.
Oh, man, with so much to be proud of, that's really meaningful to me. I don't think it's me, though. So that one goes. I always thought it was Mike Nahal.
Or the mayor.
Jason Smith. Mayor of Jackson, yeah.
Yeah.
Lots to be proud of in Michigan Center. Bell, B, excuse me, drives into the elbow. Now there's an open look for Richard for three. Missed it. She chases after, but Thompson gets the rebound. Montgomery running up the floor, looking down. No numbers for Jackson. She'll pick up the dribble. Gets to Merrillat. 3:46, and it's a 5-point game. Jackson trails. Sanders steps inside the arc, fires the jumper, and just can't get it to go.
I'm not sure that's Sanders' shot. Coaches looked a little bit angry that she fired that one a little quickly.
3:36 left. 23 seconds on the shot clock here for Ancilla. Dana Bell coming up right wing for Meester. She'll drive against Montgomery. Gets all the way to the rim. Missed it. Thompson battling with Richard for the rebound. Offensive rebound there for Emily Richard. She goes down to the baseline. Now catch Dana Bell on the cut. And what do you know? Dana Bell goes to the free throw line.
Just smiling, Dana Bell.
She's got a knack. 3:11 left, 64-59, as Marissa Shaw comes in to replace Paige Sanders. It's Hutchinson, Thompson, Montgomery, Merrillat, and Shaw for the Jets.
My Sharona, do they have a knack?
The band was the knack.
That was their one hit, right?
Yeah.
Sorry if you're a big Knack fan and you're telling me there's more than one hit. That's the one I know.
Lefty free throws from Bell, and she knocks down the pair. Push the lead out to 7. Montgomery gets it to Hutchinson. Quickly up the floor to Shaw. Spins and looks. Now the top for Thompson. Back out to Shaw. For some movement out of the Jackson offense. Merrillat gets a screen from Shaw. Crossover into the lane. Thought she had a look at it for a moment. Looking to pass it back out to Hutchinson. Montgomery, right side. She looks at the three and then moves into the lane. The floater's short. Maybe partially blocked. Here comes B up the sideline for Ancilla. 2:44. And the Chargers with the lead by 7. Use up some of the shot clock. Dana Bell goes to the left wing for Emily Richard. Now to the top for B. Right swing to Spearman. And Richard trying to cut, and her and Thompson fighting for every inch out there. It's going to go against Alexis Thompson. It's her fourth. No, fifth, according to the scoreboard.
Okay, I must have missed one. I had her for four, but it's going to be costly to Jackson.
Yeah, they like her interior defense, and Briar Burton comes in, so they go a little smaller. And you still got Madison Montgomery out there with four fouls. Who's going to have to defend one of those bigs?
And that is a chore. Those bigs are aggressive and use their body well.
Yes. That free throw good from Richard, and the lead pushed out to 9. Shaw drives. Now back out to Hutchinson to the top for Montgomery. Briar Burton left wing, top for Montgomery. Thinks about the three. Help comes over. Couple of reaches by Richard, and now open look for three for Burton. comes off long, rebounded by Marilat, and her jumper is good. Jackson looking to pick up here in the backcourt, and it's Bell against Hutchinson. Goes to the high post from Easter, turns and looks, good move, gets inside of Montgomery, and Montgomery, not much she can do, has to avoid committing the foul, 70-61 now. Marilat is shocked, or excuse me, Spearman comes out to try and get the steal and sends Marilat to the deck. Good sportsmanship helps her to her feet.
Jackson needed that. This way they can get some points with the clock stopped. Down by 9 with a minute 47. They're going to need something special now at this point. It's going to start with two free throws.
Leah Clough will get up and set to check in, as will Paige Sanders. And I'm thinking this is your full court pressure team and your three-point shooting.
Important she makes this window so they can set it up.
And that one is made. And you probably get, I'll say maybe you get Montgomery off the floor to avoid committing a foul on the defensive end. Minute 47, it's an eight-point game. And Jackson sets up full court pressure.
It's like a little bit of zone.
And so they will take Montgomery out. Shaw stays on the floor.
Jackson tried to leave six players on the floor. That would have been a better press.
Yeah. It's harder to break that six-man press. And Sanders grabs Spearman when she comes across the middle. So they foul quickly, stop the clock. And that is their 16th foul. Two free throws coming here for. That is Sierra Spearman. 5'7 sophomore out of Indianapolis. Had a nice game tonight. Scoring not as high here in the second half, but really did a good job of ball control. Solid dribble against pressure.
And they got Sanders there with an intentional foul, so they're going to get two and the ball. Sanders not really making any effort to look like it was a play on the ball.
Just kind of grabbed her around the waist.
Yep.
71-62. Talia Bell at the free throw, or B, excuse me, Talia B at the free throw line. She hits, and that pushes the lead out to 10, and it's going to be Ancilla ball.
So I'm going to have to look into that rule, too, because I thought that would still be Spearman having to shoot those free throws. They gave
if
that
it's
to
the
B.
Intentional, yeah.
Yeah, they gave that to B as if it was shooter's choice.
Yeah, kind of a, if you'd call it a technical foul against somebody for saying
so. Ancilla, number 24, Emily Richard.
We're back here at Jackson College, and we got 92 seconds to play, 73-62, with Briar Burton at the free throw line for the Jets. 73-62, it's an 11-point lead, and now you're hoping for miracle-level activity out here for Jackson. You got to knock down your free throws, a steal, and some quick buckets if you hope to get back into this one with a chance to win it at any point.
Yeah, this is that moment where it's going to have to be kind of almost miracle time.
Briar Burton with a nice strip, gets both of them, and they set up the full court pressure. Inbound comes to Dana Bell, and Leah Clough grabs her.
Like, it's gotten real quiet in here, too. You just feel the air came out of the building. A lot of the Jackson fans earlier into the game losing a little bit of interest.
Bell at the free throw line as the Chargers go back into the backcourt. And Bell gets that one to go.
Bell's 16th free throw of the game.
Wow.
That's a lot of free throws.
She gets that one to go, too. Inbound to Burton. Now Hutchinson goes to Shaw. Gives to Clough. Dribbles to the right side, stops. Burton, there's a cut for Hutchinson, gets in, and got it. 75-66, and they'll grab Talia B. I got to imagine she's getting pretty good at the free throw line. She was their chosen shooter.
Number 10, Leah Clough, her third.
Gosh, her arm's got to be tired from how many shots she took tonight.
She's not been shy, but I think, you know, that's the game plan of this squad, so good for her.
And she gets that one to go. Nice shooter's roll there as it hits front rim and then bounces in. And that one also good. Lead back to 11. Quickly up the floor for Jackson. Shaw's going to drive, gets into the paint, passes out of there. Claw for a long two. She hits. And the inbound, and they'll look to grab B again. Try and keep it away from her on that inbound pass.
I will give Jackson credit. They're getting fouls quickly here, and so, you know, Ancilla could miss a few free throws.
That would help.
Doing their part.
Exactly a minute to go here. So we wind down this broadcast day at Jackson College. Second half of a doubleheader, the Jackson men. 98-78 loss in game one. And it looks like the Jackson women treading a similar path, trailing 79-68 with a minute to go. Full timeout for the Ancilla bench. Let's take a 1 minute break here from the broadcast. And we'll come back to wrap up the final minute here at WKHM and online at WKHM.com.
WKHM, Jackson's News Talk, 970 AM, 101.5 FM.
Lead for Ancilla here at Jackson College. Burton inbounding to Marissa Shaw out of the timeout and nearly lost it out of the sidelines out of bounds. Shaw driving, gets it past the defense, all the way in and missed the bunny. And there's a rebound by Talia B, and she's going to take another timeout.
30-second timeout.
And they'll advance it to the half-court spot. But trying to extend this for us, I guess.
Seemingly an odd timeout by Ancilla, up 11.
Yeah.
Secured the offensive glass. It didn't even appear Jackson might not even go after him at that point.
Yeah, and I don't know if they know what we know about the weather coming tonight, but I've got about a half hour before I get home, if that. I got several hours. They're going to run into a snowstorm.
Yeah. If you're 3 hours away from home in a taco house, you got to not be calling these timeouts.
They got a class in the morning, probably.
I guess if you're Jackson and you're down 11, do you just go ahead and keep fouling and try to at least make them uncomfortable for the ride home?
Leah Jones on the floor, Leah Clough. Briar Burton, and now on the inbound, Meester struggling, and there's a five-second call. Talk about your backfires on the timeout.
Well, it was a high timeout, and then also Dana Bell was sitting here wide open in front of her, clapping her hands, saying, Meester, Meester.
So a timeout from the Jackson sideline now. A little life here with 51 and a half to go.
Jackson takes a 30-second timeout.
Yeah, Meester just not seeing Bell.
Yeah, and she was yelling.
Yeah,
Meester.
And legit this time.
Oh, goodness. Fun time out here at Jackson College. If you're listening at home, I appreciate it for sure. We want you to tune into the broadcast, but you should come out to some of these games. It is really a fun night of basketball. If you like basketball at all, if you like basketball enough to be tuned into this broadcast right now, do yourself a favor and make an in-person visit to some of these games out at Jackson College.
And I do apologize. After 4 hours of broadcasting hoop games, we lose a little bit of our focus once in a while.
True, and they can't – we try. They can't all be funny. Briara Burton open look for three from the corner, and she missed it. And a rebound battle. We get a tie-up jump ball, and possession arrow goes back to Ancilla College. Chargers.
So is this where, if you're Jackson, you call off the dogs, or are they still going to get another foul?
They're going to stay down. I don't know if they'll foul, but they're going to continue to pressure. And the inbound goes to B, and they do foul.
There's our answer.
Foul on the floor. Jackson, number 11.
There is that fine line, you know, you want to tell your players, hey, we're going to battle all the way to the end.
Uh-huh.
But then at some point, and you know, another thing, you keep fouling B because Ancilla's doing a good job of getting her the ball, and she's just automatic.
Yeah, she's been, between her and Dana Bell, it's been a free throw party. 80-68 now the score.
And B's made 9 straight free throws, so I don't think she's going to miss.
And even when it looks like she might, it still finds a way to go in. She sprints back down the floor to pick up Marissa Shaw. Hutchinson, a little window for a three-pointer. Missed. Shaw rebounds. Clears it out to Clough, who hits. Clough has hit a couple shots since getting into the game here. Late time. They cut it to 10. 33.9 and another foul intentionally.
That's funny. I feel like the refs would just soon get in their cars. I'm sure some of the Ancilla players lingering around would like to get in the bus. But who doesn't want to go is Talia B, because her average is creeping up there with every free throw.
And she hits again.
Make it 10 straight.
What a nice player to have when you can, as a coach over here, you can just kind of relax and know she's going to be able to ice the victory at the free throw line. Because with this many opportunities for Jackson to score foul, if she's shooting 50%, they've got a chance. Shaw rebounds, no good. Gets her own rebound again out to Montgomery for three. No. Side rim, and they let it go out of bounds, and it'll be Ancilla ball with 16.6 and a 12-point deficit. And maybe now you move back to half court, and they do. But yeah, if Bell and B are shooting, you know, even making half of her, or 60%, whatever. This all of a sudden might look a little closer. The strategy doesn't work because they make free throws, and that's the whole point of that strategy, is you're hoping that they'll miss, and they just never did. So our final 5 seconds of the game, leaving us 83-71 for the final. Jackson battled the whole way, but could never really get closer than, I think they did cut it to maybe one at one point with a chance to go ahead, and just never quite got all the way back.
Yeah, that's a big hurdle to just climb, just mentally for both sides. Get it tied if you can.
So that's our final here at Jackson College. And let's kind of run down the numbers here real quick, Brian. Or do you need to add them up?
Well,
get to work on that.
We'll okay. I can probably pull this off, Steve. Let's find out. Alexis Thompson led the way, I think, with 15. Bree Burton with 2. Leah Clough with 5. Dylan Merrillat, 21. Taylor Hutchinson with 7. Marissa Shaw with 1. Madison Montgomery with 17. And Talia Jones finishing it off with 2.
Yeah, nice shot by Talia Jones to make a couple plays down there. And she looked good coming into the game late. Obviously, Madison Montgomery with a tremendous second half. Had 6 at the half, comes out with 11 in the second half to do her best comeback effort. And the Jets now 15-5 overall. That's going to make them 7-4 in the league, as Ancilla will go to 12-8 and 6-5 in the MCCAA. What do we got for, I'm curious about Talia B.
Well, Talia B ended up with 29.
To lead all scorers. And what did Dana Bell do at the free throw line?
Dana Bell ended up missing 3 free throws. So I have her unofficially at 14 for 17.
Wow. But just 17 free throw attempts in the game is tremendous. And our player of the game tonight is going to be Madison Montgomery from Jackson. 5 rebounds, 17 points. Though Dylan Merrillat had a nice game as well. Geez, if Montgomery doesn't get into foul trouble, Jackson just kept being, they'd get close, and then they'd lose some ground, and then they'd get close again, they'd lose some ground, and at some point, the free throws ice the game, and all credit to Ancilla for being good from the free throw line.
Yeah, you know, we said those Indiana shooters, and they proved us truth guy today, that the Indiana shooters from the free throw line were amazing today.
Thanks to the crew out here at Jackson College. We'll wrap it up here. Again, your final for the women is 83-71, and the men 98-78. Both teams lose tonight. We'll be back at it here next Wednesday against Muskegon Community College here in WKHM and online at WKHM.com. For Josh Ankrell, Brian Haynes, I'm Steve Boyle. We'll talk to you next time.